She caught the attention of Corin and Mirax, parents of the two patients.
That was merely an electronic glitch.
Silgall tried to make her tones reassuring, knowing her effort was not likely to succeed. Mon Calamari voices, suited to their larger-than-human frames, were resonant and even gravelly, an evolutionary adaptation that allowed them to be heard at greater distances in their native underwater environments. Unfortunately, they tended to sound harsh and even menacing to human ears, but she had to try.
They are fine.
Corin, wearing green Jedi robes that matched the color of his eyes, heaved a sigh of relief. His wife, Mirax, dressed in a stylish jumpsuit in blacks and blues, smiled uncertainly as she asked, "What caused it?" Silgall offered a human-like shrug.
"I'll put the monitors in for evaluation once your children are checked out as stable. I suspect these monitors haven't been tested or serviced since Valen and Gisela were frozen."
There. That was a well-delivered lie, dismissing the monitor's odd behavior as irrelevant. Valen stirred. Silgall glanced down at him. The Jedi Knight's eyes fluttered open and tried to fix on her, but seemed to have difficulty focusing. Silgall looked down at him.
"Valen? Can you hear me?"
Valen's voice was weak, watery.
"Don't speak. Just nod."
He did.
"You've been..."
She was interrupted by a stage-whispered notification from Tekli.
"Gisela is awake."
Silgall adjusted her angle so she could address both siblings.
"You've been in carbonite suspension for some time. You feel cold, shaky, and disoriented. This is all normal. You are among friends. Do you understand me?"
Valen nodded again. Gisela's yes was faint, but stronger and more controlled than Silgall had expected.
"Your parents are here. I'll allow them to speak to you in a moment. The Solos are here as well. And little Amelia and her pet Angie, both of whom smell like they've been rolling in seafood shells left rotting for a week."
Silgall had to blink over that fact. The child should have received a thorough disinfecting before being allowed in this chamber. Come to think of it, Barv also reeked. Where could a youngling and even a Jedi Knight go in the clean, austere temple and end up smelling like that? She set the question aside.
"Basil Warv is here, and Yakeel Savatu. Your friends. They can answer many questions about an ailment that afflicted the two of you just prior to your freezing."
Gisela looked around, barely raising her head, her attention sliding across the faces of friends and loved ones, and then she looked at Valen. He must have felt her attention. He looked back. A thought, the sort of instant communication that only siblings can understand, passed between them. Then the two of them relaxed. Gisela looked again at her parents.
"Mom?"